What's up and welcome to the Invincibly Broken Podcast, a weekly talk show hosted by your boys, Orlando and Julian, talking about today's society, their family lives, and anything they damn well please. So sit back, relax, turn up the volume, and enjoy the show. What's up and welcome to another episode of the Invincibly Broken Podcast. I am your host, Orlando, and join with me as always, my friend, my confidant, my partner in crime, the man of way too many words, Julian. Julian, say hello.
Hello.
I thought you were just going to wave and I'm like, dude, they don't see that shit on the podcast.
I know they don't see that shit in the podcast.
All right. I'm just making sure you know. We'll have to start doing visual descriptions on for our listeners on audio only. But I want to welcome everybody to another episode of the podcast. Just as always, if you're following us on YouTube or Facebook, please like, subscribe, and sign up for alerts. It helps the algorithm oh so much. And if you can't catch us on live or you can't catch us on video, you can always listen to us on the good old-fashioned podcasting networks. We're signed up on all of them, so all you got to do is search the Invincibly Broken Podcast. But what's up, man? It's been crazy. We already are, 25 days into 2021? And it's been busy for us, right? So, you know, we're back at it full-time for the show, coming up with new ideas. We've had a couple of guests. We've recorded a couple of episodes. But, you know, I felt like we should have had this episode in the beginning of January, but we just, with the opportunities that were presented to us with the people that we interviewed with John Scheschler Jr. and
David Richards.
I knew it was like a really common name. Sorry. I apologize, David. It was a great interview. So if you have an opportunity, David Richards, Whiskey and author. Yoga author. Internationally best-selling.
A lighthouse keeper.
Lighthouse.
Internationally best-selling.
But we had these opportunities to interview these great people and listen to their great stories. So we bumped them over doing a 2021 New Year video. But I figured, you know, shit. I've always been the cautious type, Julian. I don't know about you, but I kind of like to wait. I'm that guy that's like, if it's too good to be true, I'll be like, well, I'll just wait here and watch everybody else do it. And then I'll give my assessment. So I'm kind of glad I didn't jump headfirst into 2021 because we're 25 days in now. So now I think I could really assess where this year is going to go.
So, I mean, I get it. I get on that one. I'm one of those guys. I never go to the premiere of a movie.
Yeah.
I'll wait a day or two.
Yeah. You know, let the crowds wait die for some down. Reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been interesting so far. But yeah, I figured. Yeah, interesting. I mean, it can't. It's pretty fucking close. Stop. To 2020. It's pretty close.
Stop.
It's pretty close.
We're like at 2020 2.0 right now.
Yeah, for us. Like, really hasn't. The ball really didn't drop. It was like a Twilight Zone episode. But, you know, I think it's. I think what I wanted to talk about, right, was I want to kind of talk about where we were, where we are, right? Because it's 2021, new year. Kind of get a feel for how you're feeling. Right. You know, peel back that onion a little bit that you like to talk about and maybe saute that onion a little. Just get that nice color. Saute it. Delicious.
Caramelization.
Better than ambrosia.
Anything.
Anything's better than ambrosia. Except for gefilte fish. That's fucking disgusting.
Gross.
Gefilte fish bad. Anyway. But so yeah, I thought
Mazel
we just
tov. Mazel tov.
Have you ever had gefilte fish?
No, I don't.
It's bad.
Know.
It's bad.
Nope. It's sorry. Bad.
And everybody told me not to, and I thought it was like the polite, like culturally polite thing to do at the party that I was invited to. And the person who invited me is like, "Don't do it. Don't feel like you have to do it because it's disgusting. I don't eat it." I'm like, "Nah. How bad can it be? It's fish. I love fish."
Except that one.
That one. That is like the bitch of the sea. Like, nobody eats that shit. That's like, I can't even Like, if I had just, to guess what ambrosia tasted like, I would say it tasted like gefilte fish. Like it tastes like you, oh, perfect. You know when you throw up a little bit and the acid comes up, like, right here, and you taste it in your tongue? You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Like, it gives you the gag that insinuates the puking. That is what gefilte fish tastes like.
Nice. I would have just eaten the matzo crackers.
Oh, I'm no, pretty but I sure. had it on the matzo. I put it on a little bit of piece in the matzo. It was bad.
Bro, there's not enough matzo, too.
No, dude. There is not enough holy water in this world to make that shit go away. But anyway. So,
now that we've offended every single Jewish person, that
I am very sorry. I mean, I love matzo soup, matzo ball soup. Gefilte fish? They know. That is not right. It's tradition. I think that's what you hold on. They're holding on to it, and I give you props, but I just can't do it. Sorry. So 2021. Let's talk about it, man. Let's reflect a little bit, Julian. Let's reflect. Let's look back at the That was my best Wayne's World impression. So let's look back, man. 2020, right? We all know what 2020 had in there. What's the biggest thing you learned in 2020?
What is the biggest thing that I learned in 2020?
What was your biggest personal takeaway? I'm all about provoking thought today, so I'm just letting you know.
And you know what? I mean, it's always been talked about. It's generally a generally accepted idea.
Mm-hmm.
But teachers are way underpaid.
I know you say that. Way I know there's truth and tongue in cheek in that. What you want to elaborate for the listeners?
All right. So for the listeners who haven't heard, towards a few months ago, my children started school, but it's all virtual. My son, hey, no problems. He gets up, he goes on his little Chromebook, does whatever he has to do.
Well, he's older.
But right.
Right. How old is he?
But the 16. Right. But the 5-year-old in kindergarten. At first I was like, kindergarten. Pshaw.
here's a container of glue and a pair of scissors. Go have fun.
How bad could it be?
How bad could it be? He said.
Those were the longest 30 days of my life.
I was about to say, that was your first mistake, was saying, how bad can it be?
Oh my God. I love my child, but like I said, there was a couple of times I just wanted to fail her and like expel her from school at that point. I couldn't take it anymore, man.
Why did you fail miserably? Because my dad hates me. That's your daughter's gonna grow up too with daddy issues. From that.
It's gonna be like one of those. He goes, my teacher hates me. That's why I'm failing. Well, who's your teacher? My dad.
Dude, I think that's insane that, like, I personally
think, hold on a second. Right. I'm sorry. I continue, I mean, not only are they underpaid, are very underappreciated.
Yes.
Okay. Because during that time, every Sunday, my daughter's teacher was going house to house to every one of her students, dropping off, you know, the packets and all the stuff that they had to do for the following week. So I'll get like one of those gallon Ziploc bags with all kinds of activities and what they're going to do and learn and all that stuff. And I'm pretty sure most of that stuff, if not all of it, came out of her own pocket.
I believe it.
Because So definitely one of the biggest things I did learn is that teachers are underpaid and very underappreciated.
Yeah, I think it's insane to even remotely think that a child, I think, under the age of 10, and I think that's pushing it, can sit down for 8 hours a day on video and do classwork and then still get homework. I just don't. Like, I'm an adult, and I can't sit for 40 hours a week in front of my computer. I have to move around. Like, I want to, I mean, if I have back-to-back-to-back meetings on video conferencing, I'm just like, I want to bang my head against the wall. So I fortunately did not have to teach.
Endure that?
Yeah, I didn't have to endure
that. Both through there.
Yeah. I don't.
Oh, and then there's something else more on the professional side, but once you finish, I'll get to the other part. That one of the biggest things that I did also learn from 2020.
Okay. So you want me to go now is what you're telling me.
Well, no, well, let me, since you were talking about like the Zoom meetings.
You go ahead.
Yeah, because you should be the one that does most of the talking.
Talk. New you. So, new year, Julian, new year.
I'm telling you, new leaf. So the other thing that I think became very, very evident, especially when we started teleworking and telecommuting, we very quickly realized that 90% of all those meetings could have definitely been an email. Because now we can't have the meeting, man. just give me the notes, funny. Give me the gist, yeah, and that's it. We definitely learned. We were like, yeah, that could have definitely been an email.
Well, I gotta tell you, in a lot of instances, I do agree. I think from a regular perspective, a lot of meetings can be summed up in an email. Thankfully, in my job, we don't have that many meetings at all. So, you know, and when we do, they're usually important meetings. And, you know, of course, there's always that one that you're just like, why am I here? Why can't this person figure out the mute button? I mean, you know,
hot mic,
20,
hot mic.
20 years of technological progress and no one knows how to use the fucking mute button. Doesn't matter what they do, how much they make a big ass red button that says mute. Still can't figure it out. Anyway, but I think one of the biggest things for me that I learned from 2020, I think I found it was a very humbling year. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, I mean, it's no secret. You and I have talked about it dozens of times here on this podcast, is that we've been pretty fortunate. You know, we've had minimal effects from the COVID aftermath, right? So, you know, as far as from a work perspective, we've both been good to continue working. We've been able to find a passion in podcasting, as well as, you know, work on some personal things that we've been trying to work on. Health, physical fitness, mental stability, you know, all these different things. And, you know, I look back and I don't like to watch the news. I really don't. I try to find my consumption of worldly headlines.
Current events.
Thank you. Current events. By other means, other than popping on CNN and Fox and whatever. And when I do watch the news, I watch both. I'll watch both extremes because I am a glutton for punishment. So I'll watch Fox for like 30 minutes and then I'll watch CNN and then I'll want to go sleep first. But it's always, you know, but then you watch it. The one theme that they both got right is that, you know, this country and the rest of the globe went tits up this year. And, you know, I'm living in a small piece of what I call what's my paradise with my family and I felt like I think we did a good job of keeping all that bullshit out of our household. You know, and I've seen a lot of people just let, you know, COVID, a lot of the stuff that happened, the racial tension in this country with George Floyd, you know, a lot of
political,
you know, this election, they really let that shit just decimate their, I think they decimated their lives and their livelihoods. I think the media has poisoned a lot of people and stuff like that. You know, we're already 25 days into this new year and some people just won't let go of what happened or whatever the case may be. Not, and when I say won't let go, it's more on the political side than the other, than everything else. But I just think it's crazy, man. Like I wonder sometimes in my own head, I'm like, do I live in this country? Because I because I don't feel, I feel like more like I'm Switzerland in the whole deal, if that makes sense. Like, I really don't have a position. I honestly don't give a fuck sometimes. I think a lot of the stuff that's going on is self-inflicted wounds by individuals. I mean, as individuals, we have the power to tune that shit out or make a change. And I think we just make, just like, it's almost like they're bitching, but they're pouring salt on the wound and then grabbing the rubbing alcohol and they're like, fuck it, just throw it on there too. You know, just, and then they throw a little bit of gasoline on the fire.
Graphic, but yeah, no. It feels like right now it's like January 56th. I mean, December 56th, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
It just seems like we have no end now. I mean, we do have some things that we are kind of, you know, is giving some hope. Let's see what's going to happen with all these vaccines. Hopefully, you know, hopefully this will take us over this.
Hey, they've distributed 10 million vaccines. No one's a zombie yet.
Exactly. So, I mean, maybe this is the thing that we need to kind of help us get over the COVID hump.
Did you see that they announced they're reopening California? They're lifting all the restrictions? Did you see that? Today?
Yeah,
they announced it today.
Yep.
And congratulations. Congratulations, California. Y'all mother, you guys have been fucked. They done buried your asses out there. It's been like the wild, wild west here in Florida. They're like, right, just go ahead. Go do whatever you want to do. Just keep Florida. A mask on. It's Florida. No one cares.
Florida man. I mean, it's a whole state full of Florida man.
You know? Oh, man. Listen.
COVID's got to be, I mean, I'm sorry, in Florida, COVID has got to be calling all its buddies and saying, yo, man, can you just, you know, watch my shit for a little bit? Because these guys aren't taking me seriously. Because, fuck, they just.
Dude, but honestly, man, but like, it's a good point. But if you think about it, like, look at Florida. Look at New York and look at California, right? You got New York and California that are super regulated. You can't eat at restaurants. You can't get a haircut. Can't get your nails done. Can't get anything. And the spreading was insane still. Up until about a couple of weeks ago, nothing was working no matter what restriction they put on. And honestly, Florida took a position, what, like in September? Or like August, and they were like, fuck it. Like, we're never going to shut this down again. We had the most, I think we had the most unemployment applications. Like, small businesses were just disappearing here, left and right. And the governor was like, look, it's just not going to happen, man. Like, people not showing up to work because their kids are going to school. Kids are being homeschooled. I think, what, the suicide rate went up. Domestic violence throughout the country has gone up. A lot of kids that were getting hot meals at school weren't getting them. And I'm not just talking about Florida. I'm talking about, like, you know, nationally throughout the country. So, you know, I think a lot of those things, you know, I think the idea up here was like cool for like a second when everyone was like, hey, yo, real talk. Let's just shut this shit down for 2 weeks, right? Because it was 2 weeks.
First time, it was 2 weeks.
It was like, we're going to shut it down for 2 weeks. Everybody stay home. Get your Netflix fucking primed up. Get your queue ready. Get some YouTube videos for the kids. Get some board games. You can have like Amish nights, whatever. Everybody had these cute, crazy ideas. Let's have some Zoom happy hours. And then
shit became like a SpongeBob episode 3 months later.
Exactly. And then 3 months later, everybody's still doing the same fucking thing. And nothing was, I mean, like, you can't blame it on, a lot of people were just like, well, those fucking assholes are just, there's assholes who are going out, not going out, and they're not wearing a fucking mask. Listen, I every day I leave, I'm almost leaving my house almost every single day now. Right, whether it's to run errands or whatever the case may be, just to get out of the house, I have yet to see anybody in a public building without a mask. I mean, they're scratching their ass and then they're fucking scratching their nose, but they're wearing masks. Everybody's wearing masks. I think it's like it's physically impossible that anybody in this world can argue with me that a mask is going to stop a pandemic. It'll help, but it's not going to stop it. Like, literally, that's the dumbest shit in the world. I always see people, the guys, my favorite are the ones who wear the latex gloves to help every fucking person. They haven't changed 22 people deep. They haven't changed their latex gloves once. I'm like, you might as well lick your hand like that and give and everybody a fucking high five. Like,
and then to use the phone is like,
yeah. I don't get. I mean, like, there's some common sense things.
I love the people that drive with a mask on.
It's because they farted in the car. That's my assumption. They farted in the car. Yeah, I'm not knocking it, man. Like, I really think that the intentions of social distancing and the lockdown, like, I think, like, global borders being shut down, you know, especially from hotspot country, I think those were all smart and needed. You know what? Masks, I'm cool with that. Like, you know, if we got to wear a mask, we got to wear a mask. You know, it is what it is, whatever the case may be. But, like, you just can't tell the American people, you just can't tell humans that this is, forget that. You can't tell people that's the cure. You, as a breathing organism that is a sentient and is supposed to be relatively intelligent, can't possibly believe that a fucking mask that you buy from Old Navy is going to keep you from getting sick. Because if that was the case, everybody would be doing it from prior flu seasons. Like, it's just impossible. Like, there's got to be a good mixture of vaccination, herd immunity, cautiousness. You know, I mean, I know plenty of people who literally have, like, going out with the dishwasher gloves. You know what I'm talking about? I see them. I know somebody personally who wears dishwasher gloves. When they go out, they wear a paper mask and then they wear a face shield. Okay? Real talk. They take extra, and rightfully so, because this particular individual, it has a compromised immune system.
Okay.
Properly so. This is not me not making fun of them. I'm just telling you the precautions that this person went through, right? So they wear those thick latex gloves, the ones that you wash dishes with, paper mask, face shield. Everywhere they go. And honestly, this person hasn't left their house. They live in a major metropolitan area, and they got COVID. And he doesn't know where he got it from. And it's like a mystery. And, you know, he seems to think he might have got it from the doctor. Because he went to the doctor for, like, a regular checkup. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a physical impossible. If you are going out of your home, I mean, do you agree with me? If you leave your house,
it's a risk.
You have more than a 50-50. You have, like, it's almost like a 75% chance of contracting something. Like, you can get crabs from shaking somebody's hands. That's not true. That's completely false. But it's possible.
Well, fuck is it. We'll possible? Put it up in can Wikipedia. At the end of this, we'll put it up there. Whatever.
We could change it on Wikipedia. I thought you could get crabs from, right? Because you could move crabs from your crotch to your eye, right?
I mean, yeah.
So technically, if someone gives you a dirty handshake after they scratch their junk, you're SOL.
Now I'm really going to start skeeving people just like you do.
Bro, I do. I skeeve people, man, naturally. Like, I'm not a... but anyway. But, yeah, man. Yeah. It's not, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like there was a lot to learn last year. And I don't... As a country and as a global superpower... I think we shit the bed. I don't think we learned anything.
No, I don't think. And the problem was with this particular situation, it's not like, you know, novel, you know, new.
Yeah.
So we were just kind of, you know, waking up every morning and watching Fauci spin that wheel and see what he says.
Yeah. If anything, I think it helped a lot with a lot of the divide that's in the country too. Like, I don't think.
Wait, I think. Are you saying helped in a positive way or helped in a negative way that
added to the divide? Yeah. Throwing logs in the fire because it just gave people reason to be upset at each other, argue with each other
about whatever. Infringing on their rights and
right. Yeah, well, that's my favorite. Fucking infringing on my rights. Leave it in God's hands. Honestly, the liberal pansy pants that came up with the comeback. To that the dude or I think it was a lady who was like, you're infringing on my rights But putting, I'm going to put my health in God's hands. And it's the same reason he's like, well, then why do you own a gun? Why don't you just leave it in God's hands? And I'm like, well played. Yep. Well played.
Well played.
Go buy yourself a chai latte and a new yoga mat on me. Well played.
Enjoy your new vegan bicycle.
Yeah. And, but like he said it with such a deadpan face. I was like, he's right.
I mean,
he's right. Why? If it's in God's hands, why do you need anything? What was her answer back? She clapped back. It was something like, something about like, I think God built, it was God's tool in my hand. I'm not even going to try to bring myself down to that level of stupid.
We can try.
No, I try. I've done it a couple times. I always try to interpret stupid. And it's, you know, you know me for a long time. I'm the first one to be like, well, let's hear them out. Or I'll be like, what I think they're trying to say. So I always end up in that fucking conundrum of let's give Johnny a chance. See how bad he can fuck it up.
He can't possibly be that stupid.
Yeah, I've said that a lot. I've said that a lot of my time. He can't possibly be that. Oh, no. Hold my beer.
I mean, it's just like somebody said, you know, it's one of the things that I've always, and this in general, somebody always said, it's idiot proof. Make it idiot proof. Somebody will make a better idiot.
If anything,
I'll never use that word.
If I've learned anything from working at a bar/nightclub, is that there's nothing
idiot proof
ever. Ever. Just a lot of stupid people out there. But yeah, so anything else? Any other aha moments in 2020?
I mean, not that I can, other than like anytime something happened, everybody's like, aha, 2020.
This was the year of the memes. I did some good ones. Some good ones. 2020 got some better ones. Those Bernie memes. Bro. Those Bernie. Ooh. The 2021 got those Bernie memes. Those don't get old. Never. They're not getting old at all. Anyway. So let me ask you this. So now we are moving forward. Mm-hmm. We are forgetting 2020.
No, we're not, but okay.
Fuck 2020. We are diving headfirst into 2021. We're going to skip the first 7 days like it didn't happen. I know a lot of people have asked us for our opinions on whatever happened in that first week of 2020, but Julie and I have humbly decided to just let...
We're going to withdraw our opinions from that.
Yeah, because we have some strong ones. And we think a lot of you are really stupid because you can't change the mind of the stupid. Right. So we're going to fast forward 2021, 7 days later after the weekend.
Speak of the weekend. What is up with that surgery, man?
What surgery?
That plastic surgery the weekend.
Oh my God. What did he do?
Looks like a black. He looks like a black diamond now. Like literally goes like this and looks like a cut diamond.
He looks like his face imploded in himself. You know, it's like, you know, like it almost like went inside out. I don't know.
I'm hoping that's a hoax. And then you know, come Super Bowl time,
he'll be like, ah. Sammy Sosa's new twin cousin. I don't know.
Oh Lord.
I don't know, man. I saw that and I literally was like, no, move on. And then it just keeps popping up in my feed. I don't know what the hell happened to that guy, man. I don't know. I've met a lot of ugly people in my time. Right. But I've never met anybody so ugly that I think that they should go fix themselves. Does that sound right? Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't mean that as an insult, but like everybody has their own beauty to themselves. I'm not trying to be like That's syphilis.
Not facetious. Facetious. I'm not trying to be facetious.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I was trying to say philosophical. I'm not trying to be philosophical, like inner beauty and stuff like that. But like, look, there's some people out there that just don't got it going on. But you know, you got personality and intelligence. There's somebody out there for you. Would you agree with that statement? Nobody's ever going to be alone in this world.
Unless
you're an asshole.
I'm on my third for me.
So that's what I'm saying. So definitely. Julian's taking up all the real estate out there is what the problem is. For being a guy who can't get a girl, my man is just fucking plowing through marriages like it's like he's buying 2-for-1 deals at Costco. You get a wife. We'll give you another one again. Oh my God. So I don't even remember what we were talking about. Oh, 2021.
Syphilis. Well, this current part maybe is the syphilitic portion of 2021 because maybe it got it from 2020.
But all you need is a Z pack and a glass of orange juice. You're good to go. A friend told me. But so 2021, right? We got a new year. Right? What is your feelings on new year resolutions? Like I always, so I'll give you like a little color on it. So me personally, it always bothered me the new year, new me. Mm-hmm. Quote, everybody being like, oh, it's a new year. It's a new me. I'm going to change. I'm going to do this. And what are your thoughts on what is a new year? Does a new year mean to you? Like, do you feel like you're taking a bath in holy water and you're free of all your sins or
no?
What's your take on it?
A new year just means we went around the sun and now we're going to start a new rotation. I mean, the thing about the new year resolutions, all
biological. Yeah, I can't fucking talk today. Jesus Christ.
Right. Astronomical. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, I mean, the thing about, and I'm guilty of it too. You know, I've always said, oh, new year's resolution, I'm going to do this. And you know, a week later, it just
how long seems when was like, the last time you did a New Year's resolution?
Oh my God, like 10 years ago.
Okay. At least you learned it's your like lesson. 10 years.
I learned my lesson. It's not
at least not like and it's like getting married. You figured this one out. Wasn't working, so you stopped.
Can we move on? Can I finish my idea? Can we move on?
Can I finish my idea? Finish your thought.
Okay. So Jesus Christ. So a New Year's resolution, man. I think, I mean, hey, if you like it, man. Awesome. Have at it. God bless you. But if you're looking to seek to make some sort of a change in your life, why do you have to wait until December 31st at 11:59 and 59 seconds to say, this is what I'm going to do? Just make the decision and do it. The time of the year should not be to have any relevance. If you want to make a change, start the change now.
I think people take like this whole, like they want a clean slate. Right. So that's as the clock hits zero, new year, new me. And, you know, I've had a lot of people in my time, you know, people that I've mentored in the past and stuff like that, or friends or even like girlfriends that were like, that they use that term, new year, new me. I'm like, well, what is your expectation of you that's going to be different from who you were in the year before? You are who you are. You don't really change. Like, don't get me wrong, you could be influenced and swayed, but like the core foundations of who you are. If you've never worked out before, or you're probably not gonna, if you are gonna go work out and you're not gonna take it seriously, you're probably gonna do it wrong. You don't have that mental capacity or the mental focus to get it done, or if you're trying to do some diet change or, you know, be more financially responsible. You know what I mean? Like if you don't have those positive habits built up, it's not going to work unless you're willing to put the work in.
Exactly. Putting in the work, because, and the problem is with these New Year's resolutions is that everybody is so caught up on the instant gratification of things. You know, you do 10 pushups and you hop on the scale and you haven't lost 5 pounds. You're like, oh, fuck it. It's not going to work. Let me just continue what I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? That's, that's what kind of, you know, if you're, like I said, if you're making these changes, do your research, you know, find out what's good, what works, what's may or may not work for you. And yeah. even it's almost like with, you know, medication, the medication that I'm taking right now works good for me. So I'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I need an adjustment, then I'll see my doctor. Make, you know, it's not a, it's a method. There's a method yeah. to this, you know, and you can't just, you know, and the thing is, the other part about it is going back to what you're saying, like a clean slate and all that stuff. I'm like, listen, 10, 15, 20 years ago, when the internet was not what it is now, maybe clean slate. But, you know, at 11:59:59 when I'm checking your Snapchat, anything. When I'm checking your Snapchat and downloading it, I'm like, ah, oh, bitch, a little while ago. You're hoeing it up. You can't just go. I mean, you know, now I'm going to be good. And, you know, I'm going to find the one. I'm like,
It's kind of like, I think Mike Tyson said it best a while ago. Everybody has a plan when they step into the ring. Until you get
punched in the face.
Until you get punched in the mouth. Like, you know, and it's true. You know, like, you know, even for myself, you know, I start in the beginning of July, I sat down and I said that I was going to get healthier, physically healthier. Right. And that was my goal. And I went in and before I even started my very first workout, I made sure that I knew everything that I needed to know before I started working out, how the hell I was going to work out around my job. How it was going to fit in with the podcast. How am I going to get the time in with my kids? You know, how am I going to eat if I can't work out on this day? Cause I had this going on. How do I supplement that? Right. Because my first, I did 30 days straight of working out like hardcore, 1 hour a day, didn't stop. And because I wanted to create that positive habit. But, you know, I took into account, like, I can't tell you how many times I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get my workout in, or I was like trying to squeeze one in at like 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night right before I went to bed because I told myself I was going to do it. And I wasn't going to use the excuse of there's always tomorrow, right? And it's hard because, like, even now, like, right, the last since about Thanksgiving, I've been struggling with finding that workout routine. Like, I'm working out, but I'm not working out 4 to 5 days a week like I want. So I'm working out like twice a week. Yeah, twice a week. I don't think I've done less than two workouts twice a week. And that's nothing. Honestly, I'm not seeing any gains from it. I don't even think I'm maintaining at this point. I'm just doing it because I don't want that mental part of me to be like, you're giving up on it. Because I'm trying to get back into the zone and work out whatever my new schedules are and stuff like that. We gotta have like a roadmap. Like you can't stick to a plan. You got to be able to shift and move as the goals that you set. So.
Yep. And it's funny because even in the military,
I was just about to ask you. Yeah.
And even in the military, similar to you, what you said about Mike Tyson, you know, everybody mm-hmm. has a plan until you get punched in the face mm-hmm. or in the mouth. Military has a very similar, when you're talking about almost like talking about Murphy's Law, if everything's going according to a plan, it's a trap. You got to be able to move left, move right, shift, fire, whatever. If I'm getting too militarily, that's a word I just made up and it's valid. But, you know, just like you said,
no, I don't think
you got to be flexible because there's going to be days. Like, I'm having that same problem, you know, I'm having as far as, you know, my working out routine. Like, you know, I try and go in the evenings after work, but sometimes that stop time, since mm-hmm. I don't punch a clock, it's when I finish. That stop time might again extend it a little bit, and then I have other commitments that I gotta do, like the family and all that stuff. So it's like kind of like, ugh. There's days that I do miss my workout, like completely, and I'm like, fuck, you know, I don't want to lose that either, but I just have to try and.
Yeah, it's a difficult mental decision to make, right? When you have the option to work out. Or sit on the couch and watch like the Steelers play, right?
I don't have that excuse right now.
Yeah, right now, but you know what I mean. Like anything, you can use anything. You know, sit down and watch the newest episode of Mandalorian, whatever you're into. It's always easier to do the one that takes the least amount of effort, right? And
it's because we, you know, we're people. We like to take the path of least resistance.
Absolutely. And it's a difficult mindset to take, but it's all here. It's all up here, man. I tell you, it's hard. Like, especially now for me, you know, I'm going through some changes with my thyroid medication, and that always fucks with me because it plays havoc with my energy levels. It plays havoc with my muscles. Like, it, you know, so it's almost like before I start to work out, I already know that I'm not going to get any gains because hormonally, I'm not correct, right? It's almost like, why even bother until I'm right? But, you know, you got to have that. You got to keep that cycle going. You got to keep moving in the right direction. You got to come up with a game plan. You know, the days that I feel like crap, I will tell myself, all right, I'll give you today off. This is a conversation I have with myself. I'll give you today off, but you're doubling up tomorrow, right? And then I'll give you the next day off, and then we'll go 2 days again, right? Like, I'll put my body through that torture just to keep, you know, I give my minute to relax, torture, relax. Like, I'm trying to find that happy medium right now while I try to get regulated. But, you know, no one should ever strive to be a new you. Right, you should always trying to be the best person that you can be. You only get one life, right? So you want to be the best mentally and the best physically that you can be, and that'll help you with everything in your life. But, you know, you shouldn't
it shouldn't be new year, new me. It should be, if you want to go with that whole chronological thing, it should be like new year, better me, or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. We could sell that. We should copyright it and push it. But it's I have a hashtag idea. But you're absolutely right, Julian. That's a great point. You should always be striving for a better you, not a new you, because you can't change, man. Like, you are who you are. You are a creature. You are what you built, right? It's like what you are what you eat type thing. Like, you are who you are. Like, I maybe could count on one hand how many people I know that are not the same person they were 20 years ago. And normally, of that handful, probably four of them went really bad because of like drugs or something like that. It wasn't like a positive change in like a life altering change of positivity in their life, you know? And I'm leaving out the people who've had I'm not talking about the people who changed their lives because they went from bad to good. I'm just talking about in general, like people who were normal. They just completely changed, like a complete different change. The other one became a priest. Nobody saw that coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing, you know, and a lot of times when it comes to change, it usually, like, these positive changes don't, instead of us taking the moment and the time to kind of striving towards that positive change, mm-hmm. we always end up waiting for some sort of a significant emotional event.
You
gained a lot of weight and boom, now you have this health issue, type 2 diabetes, something like that. So now it's kind of like, oh, reactive. Now I got to react to it. Now I got to eat healthy, exercise, all this stuff, you know? So I think that's one of the things in, I think, 2021 that we have to, especially understanding now a little bit more of the understanding of COVID, mm-hmm. you know, some of the underlying issues that will, you know, perhaps affect somebody is the ones that are just in poor health.
Yeah.
Already are very susceptible to it. So, okay, cool. We learned this in 2020. How about we take our ass in 2021, you know, collectively, and we start striving towards these better habits. Yeah.
The CDC actually just started putting out notices of vitamin D and zinc and you know, living healthier lifestyles, being active, walking, you know, and these are all things that I think you and I talked about, like episode 7 of this podcast, you know?
Yeah. And there's even some stuff that's not even such a big change. Like, this is one of the things that, I didn't start really doing until about like 2 years ago, as simple as take a multivitamin.
Yeah.
A store-bought, you know, off the shelf, Centrum. Now I got to get the Centrum for older, because I'm older.
Sentient 40 plus.
Yes. Thank you. But, you know, now I'm taking that. But yeah. I mean, it's not a huge change. Yeah.
I literally take
a multivitamin, drink water.
I take a multivitamin every day. I take 5,000 UIs of vitamin D, 50 milligrams of zinc. I take 500 micrograms of Eucerin, I think it's called. Eucerin. It's an anti-inflammatory supplement.
Gotcha.
But, and then on top of that, everything else that I take on a regular, I probably consume like 13 tablets a day. But I'm not gonna lie, since I've started upping a lot of my supplements, like as far as like the vitamins, the D's and stuff like that, the zinc, the multivitamin, I have felt a lot better energy wise, especially when everything is working in good motion from my own health standpoint, but like from my physical activities and like if I'm working out and I'm eating good and I'm taking all my multivitamins, I'm seeing a huge drastic change in everything. My mood, my energy, my sleeping. You know, a lot of people don't know, like vitamin D has a big correlation with your sleep. And whatnot. So I feel better. I'm not going to stop. Like literally, like I have like a whole daily regimen from 1 o'clock in the morning where I take my first set. And then at noon, I take my other set. Like I look like that old man with the
hey, 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, 5 o'clock in the morning.
So damn.
5 a.m.
You said 1 o'clock.
Did I say okay. 5 a.m. Okay. 5 a.m. And then and
you said one.
My bad. I'm not sleeping well.
But yeah, I mean, it, simple things like I'm definitely going to show my age on this one. But you know, I upped my fiber supplement.
Hey man,
healthy gut. I went from 2 tabs in the morning, mm-hmm. 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, to 4 in the morning, mm-hmm. 4 in the afternoon. But I feel a lot better, a lot cleaner.
We've also switched the household to gluten-free. So we don't eat any gluten. It's not as hard. Honestly, it really is not as hard as a lot of people. We made the switch for my daughter, right? Because
she has a gluten allergy, right?
No, she doesn't have any sensitivities whatsoever, but through our research and talking to doctors and whatnot, there's correlation between healthy gut and autism. Like just
I mean, I can see it.
So inflammation based and stuff like that. And,
I can definitely see it. So, you know, it's like they say that, you know, having a bad grill is linked to heart disease.
Yeah, absolutely. So we switched to gluten free. I was the first one, bro. I'm Puerto Rican. Like I'm all about the, you know, heavy carbs and my.
And your wife is Italian.
Christina's Italian. So, you know, it was a huge adjustment, you know, but you know, we found substitutions, and honestly, like if you're like any other guy, you're a big protein person, right? You like the steaks, you like the potatoes, like a lot of the stuff. The hard part is the bread. If you're a big bread person or pasta person, but they make alternatives. Honestly, you know what's really good? Chickpea pasta. Fucking phenomenal. And it's 23 grams of protein per serving.
And see, here's the thing. That's another thing that I'm gonna do a little bit more research on. Not this weekend, but the weekend before, I kind of fell down one of those Netflix rabbit holes.
Mm-hmm. Which one did you watch?
Game Changers.
That's a big, yeah. Yeah, I've seen it.
And I'm kind of like, I'm thinking about doing that 7-day challenge that they did with the firefighters. I'm not going to mm-hmm. give it away. If you have not seen it, definitely on Netflix, Game Changers.
Mm-hmm.
Really opened my eyes about a lot of stuff, made me think. And I started doing some research and I was like, oh.
So for me personally, I'm like 80% gluten-free, right? Like I could tolerate gluten, don't get me wrong, but for the most part. But there's been a couple times where I've gone out and I'll just eat whatever convenient. Or like during the holidays, you know, we took it's the holidays, you know. You start eating some stuff and it's let me tell you, I believe them. I believe it. I think it's true. There's a significant correlation with gluten and sugar. Like refined sugar that fucking wreck your body. you know, I went to this donut spot up here that's like a world-renowned donut spot. It's called Donut King. It's fucking delicious. I had a donut. It was the most amazing thing I've ever had in my life. I was licking my fingers. And then like 15 minutes later, I felt like I was poisoned. I was just like, oh, I can't even think. I wanted to lay down. The next day, my joints, like I have like arthritis and I have tendonitis in my knees. And right away, inflammation, you know, it wasn't like there was a weather change. So it is true. What you put into your body, like it's just complete. I really think a lot of us are poisoning our body. I don't know what the right answer is because I am not a doctor or a medical researcher. But what works for me so far is eating less gluten. And I've never been a big sugar person at all. I'm not a big sweet guy. So that was easy for me to give up. So cutting out refined sugar 100% and a majority of my gluten intake, it's worked big time. It's helped me with sleep. It's helped me with pain, like joint pain, my stomach, especially, bro. I was having a lot of like gastrointestinal issues, and a lot of it's calmed down since we've made this change. So, I mean, I think some people stuff their faces with this shit, bread and pastas and stuff like that. So, but it's helped a lot, I think.
Yeah. It's, there's a lot of adjustments I did. So like even in this house, man,
You don't have to give up rice.
Breads. I really don't.
Rice is gluten free. Like you don't have to give some of the staples, you know, the Hispanic staples.
Like bread. I don't need a whole lot of bread. Honestly, I don't need a whole lot of bread. Pasta. Only like when my wife makes like spaghetti or something like that, but I don't really consume a whole lot of it. I did cut back on a lot of these things after I started having diverticulitis.
I was about to say, because with your condition, I'm sure
on those and even upping my fiber and all that stuff has really, I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to jinx it. But it's working for me right now, quite a bit.
You should get some of this right here. Put it on the camera. I'm gonna send you it. It helps your heart, but also helps with anti-inflammation, regardless of where it is in your body, brain, gut, joints. This is some good stuff. I learned about this on the Joe Rogan podcast. This is top notch shit. Anyway, so let's get back into 2021. So 21, Julian, what do you want to come? What do you want come out of 2021? For you, for your family, whatever you want to talk about.
I don't know. Like personally, I mean, like.
Gotta be something.
I do. I mean, I really I want the schools to open back up. And I'm not talking about because my kids and everything, but like, so you know, we always talk about it, you know, like my 16-year-old, he hasn't been in school for over a year, and he's just been remanded to home pretty much for an entire year. And
Is he really affecting him? Like he's really not taking it well.
Yeah, I don't think he's taking it well. And you know, it was one thing when we were in Texas, and you know, he had his friends from school that he kind of keep in contact with and stuff like that. Yeah, but now we're in a new place.
In a new place, yeah.
Doesn't know anybody. You know, for him, I would really like for him to go back to school because he wants it. He wants it. He needs that interaction. My daughter needs that interaction. My wife also has been dying to go back to work.
Yeah,
you know, we can't do any of that stuff, and that would be one thing that I do want to see in 2021. That we kind of, I know it's not going to be like it used to be. There's always going to be some sort of restriction for everything, but I mean, it would be nice to get back to some semblance of what it was pre-COVID.
I think it's going to.
That's it's going to. I mean,
it's gonna be a few months, but I think
it's right. I mean, because every time I see a call from the school, from the county, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So the last one is that face-to-face is got pushed out until at least the 22nd of February now. So it was like another month has been added to it. So it's my 5-year-old, 6-year-old. Sorry, just had a birthday. My 6-year-old, he could care less.
The 16-year-old is chomping at the bit to get the hell out of there.
Yes. Meet some friends. And I don't blame him. I honestly don't blame him.
You shouldn't.
I will be too. I will be chomping at the bit because it's just the problem with this, with all of this is, everybody is affected. Everybody is affected one way, shape, or another. But the problem is the other also problem with everything is that we're not well equipped to deal with 100% of all of the issues that have come up with it.
Yeah. You're right. All right. What about you, Julian? What do you want to work on 2021? Projects, personal stuff.
I have one thing that I really, 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 really want to get. A hobby.
That was four release.
I think I might have talked to you about it at one point. One of the things I got like really into that one show, Forged in Fire.
Okay.
The guys that make knives. And I've been going on YouTube just watching, you know, knife making, and even my daughter, my oldest daughter, she caught on to this and she's like, I really want to do this. And I'm just waiting to finish clearing up the garage and making a little space. Man, I want to get into forging.
Forge in your garage?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Like legit, like heat up the metal and everything. And I don't know. Is that safe? I don't know anything about forging. I've never forged.
Yeah, no, I mean, so the way that I'm thinking, I'm probably going to have to retrofit a little bit. I have one of those little portable Coleman grills, you know, the little round ones. I can make a hole in it where I put some tubing. I already looked at the plans. I already have the plans. I just got to do it. Put some PVC and put like a $5 hair dryer so I could pump air so I could heat up the coal at a higher temperature. And I could put it outside of my garage and just put the...
Interesting.
And then I've already priced for like...
I want a battle axe for Christmas.
Shit,
a hatchet. Like a little... A hatchet. Like the Patriot. Like a tomahawk? The movie Patriot?
Like a tomahawk.
Tomahawk. Yeah. Christmas. Yeah. Make it happen. Just saying. We're friends. Just make shit happen.
I'll do it. Well, let me start the hobby. So that's something.
Don't
that
be giving like me no Amazon into. Bullshit. I want a handmade hatchet, tomahawk.
Oh, what do you want it? Damascus? Do you want it?
And my name engraved, the full name, not the initial.
Yikes! Okay. Do you want both last names or just
what in the back? Head over heels. Tomahawk. Get it?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That's a cool little. Honestly, though, no bullshit. That's if you were to get into that, that's a pretty cool project.
Yeah,
that would be pretty neat. I'd like to see some pretty cool work. I don't have anything cool like that. I need a hobby.
You know what you need to do? Get back into doing.
What's that?
And I haven't seen you do that a lot lately, or it's just I'm not following your other Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I know you have that drone and you have some really, really nice pictures.
That's honestly a really good idea. I was just saying that I need to get back into
the photography.
I haven't moved these cameras haven't moved in probably 8 months. I don't remember the last time I even charged the batteries on them. You know, it's hard as a, I hate to say photographer because I'm not a photographer. For a person who has passion for photography, it's hard because I'm home. And I don't know what I want to like. I like to shoot landscape and structural pictures. I'm not a big people picture person, if that makes sense. Like, I don't like.
I mean,
I would think,
and it's me personally, because I've seen some of the videos of how some of the, you know, avid mm-hmm. photographers do.
Thanks.
Like with the little effects, like they take like the you know, the high frame.
Yes.
They put on high frame, yeah, and they'll put like a little cup of water and they'll just go toss it up.
Little things like that. I don't have the equipment for those.
I would
totally do it. And that type of equipment is kind of expensive. But we'll see. Let me see what I can work with. What I have. Yeah. I might surprise you. You've given me some food for thought, because it's true. I was like, I need a hobby, but my hobby is photography. I just haven't had the opportunity. Not the opportunity. I've just been lazy. I haven't been able to get the fuck out of the house, but I'm going to get out and I'm going to start up. To be determined. Coming soon to a theater near you. But I also, my other big goal, which is my hobby, is this podcast.
Oh, well, that goes without saying.
Yeah. We have a lot of ideas. I think we're going to be coming out with some pretty cool shit soon. So stay tuned. Yeah, and I'm going to keep busting my ass in 2021. And I'm going to try to get this skinny ass body into one of those really short men bathing suits. Just for you, Julian. Just for you. Nice and tight. No? No. Anyway, I said the same thing to Christina and she laughed. She laughed the same way.
I'm not laughing, man. You know what? If it's gonna make you
do me, you just want to see me in it so you can spread my photo around social media.
Feel if it's gonna make you feel like, yeah,
you can't even say that shit with a straight face.
Go for it. I know I can't.
Anyway, I think this is.
I don't care if I had rock hard abs. You'll never see me in one of those.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I think it'd be fun. So one picture with rock hard abs and then archive, move on. But anyway, so I think it's a good stopping point for today's episode. You know, I think we've went all over the place in our conversation, but you know, our message to you is everybody has an opportunity to be a better person. You don't need to wait for the new year. And if you're already falling flat on your goals for 2021, pick yourself up and get back at it. The only way you're going to get shit done is by busting your ass and working hard every day. So, you know, take these two schlups, for instance. You know, we get on this microphone and video every week. We try to prep and plan as much as possible. And we have definitely failed quite a bit since doing this. Just, you know, just keep believing yourself and the master plan and the growth will come. But for those of you who don't know, you can always follow us. If you want to keep up with the Invincibly Broken Crew, you can follow us on social media by simply looking up the Invincibly Broken on Instagram and Facebook. We are now on YouTube as well. Just simply search the Invincibly Broken Podcast if you want to watch any of our live videos or outtakes of our shows. If you want to follow me personally on social media, you can follow me at Invincibly_Orlando.
And if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Invincibly_Julian.
Absolutely. Right there. Tagline. But guys, we always say it. We say it 100 million times. We say it in every single episode. If interact with us, shoot us a DM. If it's something that you like that we said, something you disagree with us, let us know. We want to know. We're here giving you our opinion. We want to hear your opinion. If you have an idea that you'd like to hear on the show, or if you want to see someone in particular be on our show, let us know. We're more than happy to have them on and have a conversation with them. Everyone, till next week. Ciao.
Good night, everybody.